Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, I'm here Blue Monday. Got to work, plan to sleep all deep.
Hold it now. Hold it. It's not Monday. It feels like a Monday, but it's Tuesday. Thank God it's Tuesday already. It's only a four-day week. You'll be on vacation before you know it. But today we're going to talk about, well, is it a dilemma? Is it a Morton's fork? Is it a Hobson's choice? I'll tell you what I mean in a minute. Because in the years I've been doing my Facebook page, which is, you know, a year or two now, I posted many different stories. But I've never seen a reaction as I have to the gorilla story. Hundreds of thousands of people have gone on to my Facebook page, at Michael Savage on Facebook, to my headline. And my headline on the first day of the gorilla story was this. Majestic gorilla shot dead trying to save child because trash parents let him fall into enclosure. That is my headline. I'll read it again in case you missed it. My initial reaction was this. Bold caps, for those of you who are offended by it. I write in bold caps, so you're offended by it. Majestic gorilla shot dead trying to save child because trash parents let him fall into enclosure. On that one alone, 217,000 people responded in all different ways. And then yesterday, I found new footage showing the gorilla actually protecting the child and holding the child's hand after the dumb mother let the child crawl over a 3-foot wall and walk through 4 foot of bushes. So I changed my headline as follows on Michael Savage's Facebook page, and I made it very personal. Last year, I wrote, the Savage family donated over $300,000 to saving gorillas, African elephants, and even humble dogs. Please check out a copy of Teddy and Me, because all profits will go to protecting our animal friends. I have very strong feelings, very strong beliefs, very strong commitment to saving the mountain gorillas, saving the elephants, and even saving the poor dogs. But let's talk about this story, because all of you are incensed over it one way or the other. And on that one, over 200,000 people, or approximately 200,000 people, went on it. And if you want to comment on the gorilla story, the phone number is 855-407-282. There are many, many different ways to look at this. The child is alive, the gorilla is dead. Was it a Hobson's choice? No, that's the wrong usage of the word. What was it? Was it a dilemma? It wasn't that either. What was the choice that the zoo had when the dumb mother, the stupid mother, let the child crawl up a 3-foot wall and crawl through bushes and fall into the gorilla pit? What would you have done if you were the mother? Tell me what you would have done. And I want to hear your answers on the Savage Nations, the most emotionally charged of all topics out there. What's almost secondarily tragic to me is that this greatly overrode our respect for the dead warriors laying in veterans' graves across America and the world for that matter. And we cared about the gorilla, as we should, by the way. I didn't say we shouldn't care about the vets, but people responded emotionally to this in many different ways. And I want you to respond to who was responsible. Do you think the gorilla had to be shot dead? Now, there is footage of a previous incident years ago where a baby fell into a gorilla pit that you have to look at. Your heart will break. The gorilla actually protected the baby and then withdrew into its own enclosure, in the back of the enclosure, rather, into a doorway to let them get the baby. And that gorilla was not shot. So my question to you is, what do you think? How do you feel about this? I know how I feel about it. I want the mother put into jail for a child endangerment. And I want to know why the mother wasn't shown. Why is the mother not seen anywhere? Why doesn't she have her own reality show yet? You know, Real Housewives of the Zoo enclosure? Where are the worms of Hollywood? How come the worms of Hollywood haven't offered the dumb mother her own reality show? How to drop a baby into a gorilla pit and achieve 15 minutes of fame? Where is the media on this? Where's the mother? How come the mother's not being shown? Is there a reason the mother is not seen? Where is the mother? Who was the mother? How did she let this happen? Why was she not arrested? That's what I kept asking. I think the mother is responsible, not the zoo. Frankly, the zoo had no choice, incidentally. The mother was the one who made this whole thing set in motion. She did it. Now, was this a Hobson's choice? No, that's the wrong use of a term. Because many people are going to say they had no other choice. A Hobson's choice is a free choice in which only one thing is offered. Was there only one thing offered here? Was it either kill a gorilla or nothing? That's the question I'm asking. What was the option? Please don't call and say they could have used the tranquilizer dart. We've all found out by now, having studied the gorilla story, that the dart wouldn't have worked quickly enough and it might have freaked the animal out and he would have crushed the baby to death. These are amazing animals. And this animal is so strong, the gorilla, that he can crush a coconut in his hand. You ever try to break a coconut with a machete? I have. In my years in the islands, it's not as easy as you may think. Coconuts are really tough. Nature made it that way. Evolution made it that way. So they can float over thousands of miles in salt water and not be permeated by the salt water and land on another landmass and then germinate, into a palm tree. Very tough. But a gorilla can break it with a single hand. That gorilla could have killed that baby with the blink of an eye. Now, of course, if you watch the video of the gorilla story, you see the people, probably rightly so, freaking out, screaming and yelling. They panicked the gorilla. The right thing to do would have been to get the people out of there immediately. Of course, there were no zoo people there. I didn't know what happened. Get the people away from the gorilla. Calm the situation down. That would have been step one. But no one, look, it happened so quickly, they just went and got the gun and shot him. That's always the easiest answer, isn't it? Just kill the animal. That's all. Just shoot the animal. That's always the answer. Now, I know I'm going to hear that a baby is more important than a gorilla. I get it. I got it. We all know that. We're going to hear about the human supremacy. I got that. I hear it. I hear that. The racial issue came up already. Harambe, the poor, helpless gorilla, executed by someone with a rifle at Cincinnati Zoo to protect the 4-year-old child, Isaiah, whose idiotic, irresponsible mama allowed him to crawl over a 3-foot wall and through 4 feet of hedge. Okay? I have tremendous compassion for this animal. Well, it's dead. Dead. If you look at the footage, the gorilla actually protected the little boy for a while. And then the people started to panic and scream, and the gorilla got scared, by the way. It's an outrageous situation. Have you seen what went up on Twitter right away from some black people? Did you see any of this? That it was a racial thing? One moron wrote, killing an endangered gorilla at a zoo for a white boy's safety is white privilege. If the boy was black, they would have found a tranquilizer, wrote one of the racial imbeciles. Of course, the boy was not a white boy. Not that it would have mattered, but he was African American. That's for those of you who are quick on the draw because of Eric Holder and others. But let's put the racial issue aside just for a moment, my friends, because I need your opinion on this issue. Who was responsible for the, first of all, the boy falling in the pit? Was it the zoo or the mother? Now, you know, there's been a movement over the years to make the enclosures more natural. So they made it more natural with no fencing. And as a result of making it more natural because of the animal rights activists, there were no bars over the cement wall. There was a nice bush to make it look as though you were walking in the, in Rwanda somewhere. And then you were peering through a bush on a safari and seeing the poor gorillas in their natural habitat. And in order to make your experience more natural, there were no bars over the cement wall. There was just a hedge. So you, like a peeping Tom, can peep through the hedge. And look at the gorillas through the hedge. Where was Mama? Where was the mother? What was she doing? What was she on Facebook? What was she taking pictures of her face next to a gorilla cage? Where is the mother? Why has her iPhone not been seized and timed to the second that the boy climbed up over that wall? Now, by the way, I mean, I have children who've grown up. And to be honest with you, Children are like a barrel of monkeys if you don't know what they're like. They are very hard to control every second, to be very fair. They're unpredictable. When my kids were young, I mean, I'll be very honest with you, there were some freak-out moments. I don't know one parent who hasn't had a freak-out, heart-stopping moment with a little child. I know we did. I remember once I went to a fairground on a Memorial Day weekend, I think it was July 4th, I don't know which it was. Ferris wheels, candy corn, people, nighttime, holding the child's hand. I let go of the child's hand for, I don't know, a second. I turned my back and my child was gone because he was always running somewhere. Zip. The legs went zoom, disappeared. We had a nice 20 minutes looking for him. Every fear known to mankind goes through your mind. So I've been there and done that. I've been on both sides of the aisle. I'm not like a talk show host who has no children giving his opinion on how it is to raise children. There's a lot of experts in that. Never went to college, but they have a lecture for you on what it means to get a college degree. They'll tell you it's worthless. Never had a child, but they're experts on child rearing. Well, I had children. I have an expertise on raising children from my point of view. And, you know, it's hard to predict what the kid is going to do next. But if you're around a gorilla enclosure that has no bars over the wall, you make sure you're holding on to that kid. You hold him on by his, you hold his belt, you hold his shirt, you hold his jacket. And you even have the child said, I want to go in there, mommy. Where was mommy? What was mommy doing? What was mommy looking at on her iPhone? I'm not looking to blame Zuckerberg, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying she was on Facebook, so indict Zuckerberg. I didn't say that. What was mommy doing? Where was she? Who was she talking to? There was negligence here. And I'm afraid, my friends, in my opinion, the negligence all goes to the mother. Because if she is allowed to sue that zoo, which of course some shyster in Cleveland or Cincinnati is already doing, some evil, low-life, scum, vermin pig with a law degree is already lining up a lawsuit against the zoo, which harms everybody, including the endangered animals. Oh, don't get me started on tort lawyers, because I have a solution for them as well. And I hope when Donald Trump becomes president, the first thing he does is, well, not what Shakespeare said, but first seize all the assets of the tort lawyers and then let them sort out which of the money they stole should be theirs. But let's put that aside. Incidentally, Donald Trump will be on the show tomorrow. At least that's the plan. If he isn't, he isn't. Life will go on. But right now we have a plan. They've accepted the invitation. It's signed, sealed, and delivered. But until he's not here. Get it? But he'll be on tomorrow. And tomorrow we'll talk about questions for Mr. Trump, who will be the next president of the United States of America, the last great hope we have to save us from the third world deluge, the apocalypse of the third world that is sweeping us over. And if you think that I am saying this for any reasons other than because I love America and I don't want it turning into a third world hellhole, let me stop all of you idiots for a moment. You know how you've worshipped the Dalai Lama all these years? You know, Dalai Lama of Tibet, how he's been your hero, especially all you guys in Hollywood. You know, the Dalai Lama, the sacred Dalai Lama. You know, Dalai Lama. Well, guess what the Dalai Lama had to say about migrants from Arabic nations? You're not going to believe it, progressives. But when you hear it, maybe it'll help you change your stupid brain-dead minds. That's the opening to the show. Be here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2646. Well, look, Frankie was singing about love. We're singing about death here on the Savage Nation. Did the gorilla have to be shot dead? It is not a Hobson's choice, because that's a false illusion of choice. Because it is not a choice between two equivalent options. What was the equivalent option here? Is it a choice between two undesirable options? Well, if that's what it was, which it appears to be, that's a dilemma. A Hobson's choice is one that is between something or nothing. This was not a Hobson's choice. Who was responsible? I've drawn my conclusion. It's the mother. She should have been arrested for child endangerment. I don't care whether she intended it to happen. It happened. That's like the mother left the child in a car with the windows up because she was busy on a cell phone or was having a bad day. She didn't mean to kill her child, but the child died. Well, in this case, she didn't mean for the child to fall over the enclosure, but the child crawled up. Think about how long it takes for a child to climb, what, a 5 foot? Is it a 5 footer, Robert? It's 5 feet of a cement wall and then 4 foot of hedge. All right? So that you can have a natural experience and be a voyeur looking in on the poor gorillas. Okay. How long would it take a little boy to climb up a 5 foot wall? How did he even get started on the wall? I'll tell you how. I'll tell you how. He didn't climb up that wall. He couldn't have. The mother put him on that wall. She put him on the wall, in my estimation, so he could look through the bushes at the gorilla. The mother should be arrested for child endangerment. Steve on WABC, who's responsible? Go ahead, you're on the Savage. Asking me about Memorial Day. Goodbye. I have no patience today. My, listen to me. You don't know me. No one out there, you don't know me. I'm not your friend. This is not a party line in the Bronx. And I'm not Uncle Mike. And don't ask me about Memorial Day. You're calling a national show to give an intelligent opinion. When I call you and you get through the call screener, will you kindly give us your opinion and stop the niceties? This is not shortwave radio, Breaker One. I'm not in a truck talking to you on a shortwave radio. Now let's start again. WJR, Detroit, Josh, who's responsible?
The mother's responsible, and it's a shame.
Bingo, that's right. There's a man who could think. You win a copy of Teddy and Me. Why is the mother responsible, in your opinion?
Well, who else is responsible for the kids when they go to the zoo? It's the parents. And
that's right.
It's a shame the animal had to die out of all this, and I'm always animal over people. But in this situation now, you have a 16-year gorilla at the Cincinnati Zoo that's gone now, and the mother is going to walk away like nothing happened.
The mother's going to sue the zoo for trauma to the child. That zoo will wind up closing down, losing all different ways to Sunday because of a moronic, negligent mother who, in my opinion, should be in jail. That's my opinion. Mother, jail. Why was she not arrested? Why is the mother not seen on television? Where is NBC's Today Show? Wouldn't they normally have a mother on? A poor mom?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
We did not take the shooting of Harambe lightly, but that child's life was in danger. And people who question that, or our Monday morning quarterbacks, or second guessers don't understand that you can't take a risk with a silverback.
All right, well, he had no choice, but where's mom? How come no one's seen the mom? Why isn't she being questioned? How did that child get up on that 3 foot wall? Because mom apparently lifted the child onto the wall. The child was only 3 foot tall. I doubt that child could have climbed up to that wall. Mom probably put him up there and turned around and was playing with the iPhone. That's the new moms of today. There should be an IQ test to have a baby. But now that's a second story. We're talking about the gorilla story. It's the number one reaction I've ever seen on my Facebook page in all the years, more than to any other thing I ever put up. And it's all over the map. Everyone has an opinion. Now, I got news for you. If you haven't watched the videotape, it's up on michaelsavage.com. It's heartbreaking to watch this because the boy falls into the moat and lays there a while, apparently knocked out. The gorilla doesn't run over and start to kill it, crush it. The gorilla comes over and actually, in the most delicate way imaginable, with two little ones, the opposing thumb, the hand, and he touches the little boy and holds him. Literally holds him by the hand. It's a delicate, if this animal is a sensitive animal, it could have ended another way. But it didn't. Things went out of control. The crowd got freaked out, as they would, panicked. The mama sounded like she was on medication. Mommy's here, mommy's here, mommy's here. You hear? The child's laying next to a 400-pound gorilla. Mommy's here. Deranged mother. Mother negligent should go to jail. Now, I have a lot of emotions involved in this because I involved myself for years in protecting mountain gorillas the best I can. But every time I get pictures from the animal group that protects gorillas of the hands of the gorilla chopped off by the wonderful, sensitive Africans, I want to kill somebody. I want to break things. I want to shoot. I don't know what to do. In fact, it's reached such a point in Africa that animal rights groups are no longer trying to protect gorillas or protect elephants. They're trying to hunt down and kill the poachers. They've hired ex-Navy SEALs who know how to hunt down and kill predators to kill the predators who are killing the elephants and the gorillas. By the way, there's no talking to the poacher. Do you know that? There is no discussing it. The Chinese bourgeoisie are so low that they'll do anything for ivory. They don't care if you kill every elephant on the earth, as long as they can show a piece of ivory in their living room. They're the lowest of the middle. Okay, let's start there. The end user is the problem. As for the gorilla, why do they cut the hands off and kill the poor thing? What are they doing? Why are they killing gorillas? Why are they hunting and killing gorillas? Because they're starving to death. So to them, the gorilla is just meat. To us, it's not meat. The gorilla is not a cow, my friends. There is a difference between endangered species and a poor domestic animal that is raised for meat. This is not to say it's pleasant to watch a cow being slaughtered. It is not. However, a gorilla is not a cow for a number of reasons. For those of you who think that you can simply wash this whole thing away by saying, what difference is there between a mosquito and a gorilla? That's a kind of obviously idiotic thing to say, but people have said that. It's just another life form. I'll go into that at another time when I'm in a philosophical mood. I'm not. I want to stick to a basic question of who is responsible for the gorilla's execution. I say the mother. Now, having laid the groundwork, and I have you all calling, and I'll take your calls, believe me, I want to tell you something that's very personal about this. Way back when, I had gone into a pharmacology program. Yes, I'm going to tell you a personal story about killing mice, just so you know who I am. I'm talking about 1968. 1968, I won a National Science Foundation Fellowship. I was a high school teacher. And I went to a university, and I enrolled in, I believe it was a master's degree program in pharmacology. And I was given the task by a professor of killing rats, lab rats. And I had no money. I had $300 a month. That was my whole fellowship. Young wife, no money, $300 a month. That was my entire stipend. 6,000 miles away from home. And he said to me, he was really an evil professor, as those guys can be pretty bad, some of them. He said, either you continue to kill the animals or you're going to lose your fellowship and you'll have nothing. You'll wind up in the gutter. I said, tell you what, I'll take the gutter. Goodbye. And I walked out of the laboratory. I've done this before. I had a position with a major corporation, and the CEO's son, a 25-year-old moron, was given the job of science director. I liked this job. It was a good job. I traveled far from home for the job. And the CEO's son was a moron, an arrogant moron. Came in and he said, listen, Dr. Savage, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you're going to report to me every day. I said, yeah, drop dead. I walked out of the office. I went to human resources. I said, write me a check. I'm leaving. They settled with me and I left. I left. I won't name the company the next day. I wouldn't take it. There are things I will not do. Someone pushes me, believe me, I know how to walk. Someone pushes me too hard, I know how to push back. But the point I'm making is, I walked away from that pharmacology lab. And I'm going to read you something in the show today. This is bizarre how things work in my life. They've always worked like this. I knew that I wanted to do this subject today of who was responsible for the death of the gorilla. And I knew you'd call on it because it's a no-brainer. Everyone's emotional about it. From, it's this one's fault, it's no one's fault, it's the gorilla's fault. And we're going to hear all of it. But coincidentally, and nothing happens by coincidence lately in my life, or almost my whole life has been like this, I dredged up a handwritten 65-page manuscript, handwritten from the 1980s, that I had written about my early years, that I was thinking of having transcribed, and I was rifling through it this morning, and as God is my witness, I fell upon a few pages of those years, and the exact day I left the pharmacology lab in fiction, and I'm going to read it to you later. If I get around to it, because it's astounding. To me, it's astounding. What's the matter is it's how all these things are happening and why. I always see fate's hand pushing things around in my desk and in my mind. Who's to blame is the question. You're the experts today because everyone has an opinion. WABC Howie, line 4. Who's responsible for the death of that gorilla, Howie?
The mother is responsible, but I'm a retired law enforcement officer, and we've charged you know, parents with child endangerment, and it's hard to prove because they say there's no intent. So what happens is then the state protection agency, like New Jersey's DIFAS, they investigate. They may give the mother parenting classes, and they do all that. But a lot of times the charges don't stick because unless there's intent, unless there's an overt act that the mother actually did.
But, Howie, it's very important that the Cincinnati police charge her with child endangerment, even if it's a charge that will not stick in court. And the reason is to prevent the shyster lawyer from bankrupting the zoo.
But the zoo should sue the mother for the death of the gorilla, and the zoo should go after the mother and make her responsible.
Well, I don't think the zoo will. I mean, look, people in the zoo business are generally some of the nicest people on earth. They're never going to blame the mother. You know that.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame.
Have you seen a picture of the mother anywhere? All I hear is, Mommy's here! Mommy's here! I mean, your child's laying next to a 400-pound gorilla and you're talking to it like it's on a swing?
Yeah, I know. I tell you. But one thing, as a law enforcement officer, as a prior law enforcement officer, I would have killed the gorilla just because it's an immediate threat. I know I wouldn't have wanted to, but, you know, it's almost like if somebody points a loaded gun at somebody else, they may not shoot them, they may, but you can't take the chance. And the gorilla with one...
Well, let's run this through the audience, Howard. You're calling from New York. It's a very tough dilemma here. Let's say they didn't shoot the gorilla. What would have happened then?
If they didn't shoot the gorilla and the gorilla killed the child, it would have been a nightmare for the police. It would have been, people would have been protesting, people would have got...
Okay, but wait, let's say they didn't shoot the gorilla. What else, what other choices did they have? Tranquilization wouldn't have worked. We all know that by now. The first answer from the amateur is tranquilizer, dart the animal. It would have taken 15 minutes. It probably would have pricked the animal and scared him, and he would have crushed the baby by accident. So you couldn't do that. So what could you do? Could you drop a rope and do something?
I mean, you could try to divert the girl. It's not like a dog, though. Like with a wild dog, like the police could come and get the dog's attention. Even if the dog attacks the police, the cop gets bit, big deal, but at least somebody else could grab the child. With the gorilla, it's a little harder because the gorilla could kill everybody in a second. So that's a hard one. I really don't know what to do.
Well, that's why we're having the show today. It's not an easy answer or else it wouldn't be a show. This is an agonizing question that's touched all of America, if not most of the civilized world. We are responsible for taking these animals and breeding them in captivity in this case. And the poor creature was living in a horrendous situation to begin with, but you could ask, should they be bred at all? You know, should they be left alone? Should be no zoos? I mean, you can go through that whole sequence. Howie, but the thing is, it happened. How did the child get over that wall?
Lack of parenting. Total lack of parenting.
I studied the enclosure. It's a 3-foot concrete wall and 4 feet of hedge above it. That child could not have climbed up that 3-foot wall on his own. The mother put him there, in my estimation. That would be my guess.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Howie, I'm sending you a book that I love, Teddy and Me. Now maybe people will understand my connection to animals runs right from my dog, Teddy. And by the way, all profits from that book, I never said this before today, all royalties that I gain from that book will go to one of the gorilla funds or an elephant fund or a dog fund that we are involved in, or Chimp Haven, which we are involved in as a family. We're very deeply involved in the animal universe. This is a personal story for me because it's not less personal for you. I get it. Okay. It doesn't mean I love animals more than you do. And if you call me soft-hearted, go ahead, make my day. See if I care. Okay, because I don't need to be a certain way in order to be on radio. I don't need to put up a false front. These are noble creatures that have an awful lot to teach human beings about behavior. And that's one of the reasons that they deserve to be protected by human beings. So, my friends, and again, it comes back to you. Who was responsible? Did the gorilla have to be killed? I'm asking it over and over again, and I will for a while longer. Please make a note in your calendar, Donald Trump. We'll be on the show tomorrow. Social media will help you direct that to other people. And what I'm going to do right now for 1 minute is begin to read from that yellow page, the yellow pages of my early works, which have not even been typed, fresh from the bin of my archives. He had left pharmacology because he could not kill poor trapped lab animals. Martin recalled a sequence of events that had seen him go from the laboratory of cages to the laboratory of God. It was soon after he had begun his work in pharmacology that he realized he had no heart for killing. One day, it was a few days before the Thanksgiving vacation, a time that would always bring What is this sortie of conscience for him that Martin confronted himself? The methodical slaughter of docile, almost peaceful laboratory white rats had not sat well with him, he remembered. For 6 to 8 weeks, he drifted around the issue, caring for Dr. Cassetta's laboratory animals, collecting urine and feces, cleaning the cages, but not participating in the slaughter. On a Tuesday just before the holiday, as part of his research project, he helped anesthetize and operate on a rat. This after describing myself opposed to the killing of animals, he confessed to many that evening. The next day he went to the domineering professor of pharmacology and declared himself unwilling to partake in the slaughter any longer. While this decision cost him a great deal, he was not motivated solely by his love for innocent creatures. It seems he had one day heard the voice of his stern father, Henry, still living, still in New York, over 6,000 miles from Honolulu, saying, "So this is what you do for a living, cleaning rat crap?" Without minimizing his concern for animals, we must see the element of pride operational in his throwing in the towel. Ethical considerations are rarely pure in any of us, but Martin's decision did cost him his stipend. He was now out of a department and a degree program. After firmly telling Professor Cassetta no more killing and being told to take his baggage into another department, Martin left the new library with a burning headache, his first migraine in 10 years. But within 10 days, our ever-resourceful Martin was again back on his feet. And that's the beginning of the little story of me and animals, including lab rats. Just thought you'd appreciate it. I mean, I was sending it to the typist an hour before the show. So again, without getting into literary stuff, if you want to sound off on that, and there are other stories, by the way. And I do have a picture of the mom. Someone just sent me a picture of the mother. From the British press, of course. The U.S. press is worthless. We have no press in America. But the British press came through. And I will send a picture of the mom who was involved with the killing of Harambe the gorilla. And you'll find out that the father, the dad, has a lengthy criminal history. Now you'll say, what does that have to do with anything? I think you'll connect the dots when you understand that a criminal set of parents and criminal behavior in a zoo are not unrelated. It's called lack of responsibility. I'll be back. Be here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. Once again, I have the best listeners in the whole world, and an old friend of mine just emailed me the picture of the mom. Peter Chalka, thank you very much. It's not with any pleasure that I'm about to tell you what I'm about to tell you about the mom. It came out again from the British press because in America we have no press whatsoever. It's gone. Zero. No press. It's owned lock, stock, and barrel by the president and the Democrat Party. And the articles in the Daily Mail came out an hour ago of the mom and of the dad. And it goes to the issue of irresponsibility. Exclusive, they say, pictured the parents of four whose son fell into zoo enclosure, sparking controversial killing of Harambe, the gorilla. As it emerges, father has a lengthy criminal history. Oh! Many have blamed the boy's parents for 17-year-old gorilla Harambe's death. They released a statement on Sunday saying their boy is doing just fine. That means the lawyer wrote it for them. The zoo director said Harambe was disoriented and a tranquilizer would have taken too long with the possibility of agitating the animal even more. Looking back, the director said we would have made the same decision. He insisted barriers were secure, asking, "Do you know any four-year-olds? They can climb over anything." That's not true, by the way. They cannot climb over anything. So here for the first time we see Michelle Gregg, who has four children by Deanne Dickerson, a man who Daily Mail Online could disclose has a lengthy criminal history, burglary, firearms offenses, drug trafficking, criminal trespass, disorderly conduct, and kidnap. And by the way, the mom was watching a number of children at the same time. Whose children were they? Whose children was the mom watching at that zoo? Arrest her immediately, in my opinion. She's the reason the gorilla's dead.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
But was he trying to protect the child? In your eyes, as someone who does study gorillas?
In my eyes, he was acting erratically. He was disoriented. And it's due to his strength. That's where the danger was.
It was amazing because there were moments with the gorilla, the way he held that child, it was almost like a mother holding a baby. It looked so beautiful and calm. And there were moments where it looked pretty dangerous. I don't think they had a choice. I mean, probably they didn't have a choice. You have a child, a young child is at stake. And, you know, it's too bad there wasn't another way.
We're talking about who was responsible for the shooting of Harambe the gorilla. Did the gorilla have to be killed? Now, interestingly enough, Donald Trump has the guts to chime in without having to read a teleprompter. Haven't heard from Obama on this one. Guess he hasn't put his finger up to the wind yet to see which way the wind blows. After stabbing our deceased troops in the back in Japan, he came back and made believe he was a big patriot, laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, covering up what he just did to the military. But let's put that aside. Haven't heard Hillary's opinion on the gorilla. Haven't heard the commie Sanders' opinion on the gorilla. Haven't heard anybody but Trump. He stood up there and said what he thought. Now, having said what Trump said, maybe they didn't have a choice. I don't know what the choices would have been. We're trying to figure it out today on the show. But I want to know who's responsible. And from my position, it's the mother. That's why she hasn't been seen yet. They hired a spokesmouth already. And now, of course, the American press is covering for the parents. The lovely mom is not to be seen anywhere, except now. We linked it up from the Daily Mail. It's on michaelsavage.com. Exclusive picture, the parents, some parents, a four-year-old whose son fell into zoo enclosure. And it emerges the father has a lengthy criminal history. You'll say, what does that have to do with anything? It has everything to do with it. If the father has a lengthy criminal history and he's not married to the mom, and she impregnated her four times, the father, the criminal father, the mom, it means he has an irresponsible man. They're both irresponsible. She's responsible for the child climbing up and falling in. She was watching a bunch of other children, by the way. The mom was watching. She has a job, the mom. The mom has a job, did you know? You know what the mom does? The mom is the administrator of a Cincinnati preschool. So the darling mom was watching a bunch of children. And her own child got out of control, climbed up the wall, and fell in. Don't worry, mommy's here. Mommy's here. You hear the reaction? Mommy's here. That's the best she can figure out to say, mommy's here. I don't know what to say. There is a responsibility. What do you think? I'm an outraged animal lover. And I believe that the Western Lowland Gorilla's life was unnecessarily taken. And more than 4,000 people have already signed on to the Justice for Harambe page. Okay? When gorilla or other apes have things they shouldn't have, keepers will negotiate with them. Bring food, their favorite treats, pineapple or some kind of fruit that they don't know, and negotiate with them, says Ian Redman, the chairman of the gorilla organization. Primatologist Julia Gallucci said, the gorilla enclosure should have been surrounded by a secondary barrier between the humans and the animals to prevent exactly this type of incident. Oh, God. The shyster lawyers they're salivating. They're fueling up their Gulf Streams to fly in and destroy the zoo. Others are placing the blame on the boy's parents. More than 115,000 people have signed a change.org petition calling for the mother and father to be held accountable for their actions of not supervising their child. One Twitter user wrote, so a beautiful, innocent gorilla has to die because neglectful parents can't control their kids? Mankind sucks. A lot of people are very angry over this. And on my Facebook page, I told you, over 300,000 people. Zoo response team shoots and kills the 17-year-old gorilla named Harambe to protect the 4-year-old who fell into the enclosure. But new video footage, which I linked up on michaelsavage.com, it's heartbreaking, shows this beautiful, noble animal holding the hand of the little boy, protecting it. He literally protects the animal from the stupid human beings who are up on the moat screaming down. He took the boy and put him in the corner of the enclosure and protected him with his huge body. He didn't just grab him and kill him. He took the boy and put him against the wall and stood between the wall and the morons screaming down at him. Michelle Gregg is the mom. Now, the mom didn't write the note. They write, you got a shyster lawyer to write it. Michelle Gregg, already, she wrote a note. I doubt it very much. The boy's mother wrote a Facebook page saying her son suffered a concussion and a few scrapes. Oh, there's millions of dollars right there. What about trauma to the poor child? And then she defended her role as a parent and called the incident an accident. I'm sorry. Yeah, there are accidents. I know. I have them all the time. But when you're taking a three-year-old to a gorilla enclosure and you have four or five other children and that child climbs up or was put, who placed the child on the wall? That'd be the first question I would ask of a jury if they try to shyster a lawyer, they get a shyster lawyer against the zoo. The first question I ask of the mom is, how did that child get up on that wall? Does anyone have any video footage of it on an iPhone? Did the mom put the child up on the wall? Right? So, my friends, there's a lot to talk about. This is a big society we live in. Was it an accident? Do you care about it enough to talk about it? I do. I'll tell you, I agree with someone who posted something and said, give me 10 children, and I can guarantee that none of them will end up in a gorilla enclosure. I can guarantee it, too. If I took 10 children to a zoo, nobody would wind up in a gorilla enclosure. Do you know why? Because I'm a responsible human being. I nervously watch over defenseless children if I take them somewhere. You know, something weird happened to me last night. It's funny, it's nothing to do with the gorilla. I want to show you how your life can change in an instant. If you handle it wrongly, you can wind up in a very bad situation. I went to dinner in a suburban location, white tablecloth restaurant. I go there all the time, in and out. Whatever, the food's average, but nobody was there. It was a dead night. I went at 9 o'clock. No problem. No incident. The food was good. I'm not going to talk about food. I know, strangely enough. I come out, and I take a little walk through the mall waiting for the dog handler Irene to bring Teddy and Tasha and Toby back from the day at the groomer. I took a walk in the empty mall, okay? I come back, as I'm coming back to the restaurant area to meet the dogs, who would soon be there, there is a guy, a white guy, thin, alone, and he had a little cage with him on next to a tree, and I thought there was a little furry animal in the cage. So I leaned over and I said, hi, what kind of animal is in there? It turned out it was a rag. He had a pet rag in the cage, and he was a psychotic, probably just out of a hospital. He was neatly dressed. So I looked at him and I said, hi, what kind of animal is it? He gave me dead eyes and he didn't answer me. He gave me the death stare of psychotics. Now, I grew up in New York, so I know the death stare of psychotics. I had them my whole life. You don't engage with psychotics. Unfortunately, the missus is a nicer person than me. She tried to talk to him. And the death stare turned hostile quickly. And said, I know what you just said. One of the paranoid schizophrenics of our society released into the streets instead of a nut house because of Jerry Brown's father. Nevertheless, he had a pet rag inside a cage. Now, I ran through the whole sequence of what I could do. What I chose to do was walk away. I just quickly put my arm and said, go. And we left. Okay. Now I had an incident because I still didn't have the dogs and I knew he was locked on me now. He's locked looking at me. I felt it on the back of my head, and I knew he was a psychotic. I can tell it by the eyes. So I said, what am I going to do here? You're going to get into an argument and a fight with a guy? A, he'll probably kill you, number one, because the psychotics are usually very strong. They're insanely strong. What are you going to do, shoot the psychotic? I could just see myself in court. The judge saying to me, so you shot an innocent man who had a pet rag? Didn't you realize that this poor sick man thought that that pet rag was his son? And you had the nerve to defend yourself and your wife against the man who loved that pet rag the way you love your children? I ran through a whole thing about a pet rag. I had her broken up in the car laughing on the way home. She said, the judges today? That would have happened. So I did the smartest thing. I just avoided the situation. What I'm saying is, if I had handled it wrong, Mr. Psycho with the pet rag in the cage, you know, right? Am I right? Robert's a young guy. Well, you don't have to engage everyone who challenges you. So you walk away. You try to disengage. You try to defuse. It's the first mark of intelligence. And what I'm getting at with this story is, at any moment in our life, something could go wrong, and we don't know what's going to happen. You got to be prepared. You got to be able to be flexible and move and make the right decisions. Unfortunately, many of us are not ready for the unexpected. And either we don't react, or we react in the wrong way and we get hurt or kill somebody. Fall, you know, drive off a road. You know what I'm saying? Reaction, reaction, reaction. Boy Scout motto, be prepared. Be prepared, be prepared. You can only be so prepared, though. Not every situation can be anticipated. So sometimes you're going to make a mistake. What I'm getting at is, okay, the gorilla got killed because of a moronic mother. I'd say neglectful mother. And this beautiful animal is shot dead. And that's why the country and the world is talking about it. Believe me, it's a big story. This story has so many ramifications that it is worth talking about. And the ramifications are very deep in our society. Who is responsible? In my opinion, the mother. Period. She had children she was caring for, too many children. She's irresponsible to begin with. She had the child there and other children. Who put the child on the wall? That child could not have climbed up a 3-foot concrete wall unless he was placed there. So I would believe that the mother has great responsibility for the situation. Does that mean the gorilla should not have been shot? I'm not even going to answer that because it's not my problem. I didn't shoot the gorilla and I did not shoot the gorilla. So I'm not going to sit here and say, should have been shot, shouldn't have been shot. That's not the question. It's who is responsible for the decision that was made to shoot the gorilla. It's the mother. It's the mother, period. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
I thought it was so beautiful to watch that, you know, powerful, almost 500-pound gorilla, the way he dealt with that little boy. But it just takes 1 second. It's 1 second. It's not like it takes place over, well, he's going to do it in 30 seconds from now. It just takes one little flick of his finger, and I will tell you, they probably had no choice.
See, this is why he'll be a great president. You see how quick his mind works? Suddenly he has an answer. He didn't need a teleprompter. He didn't need a teleprompter, quick mind. He can make quick decisions that are rational. This is Donald Trump on the gorilla incident. Having said that, I still think the mother is negligent and should be tried for a child endangerment, by the way. Okay? It's as simple as that. It's not, did they have to shoot the gorilla? At this question, it's why is the mother not being charged? Who is protecting the mother and why? Because if you look at the video, and I have it on michaelsavage.com from all the places in the world that you can get it to, Harambe, the beautiful, elegant, beautiful, noble, regal animal, is guarding and defends the boy. And then he drags the four-year-old into the water because the people, the human idiots, freaked out and scared him. If you listen, the people got so crazy, the gorilla got freaked out and grabbed the boy as he would grab a baby gorilla and drag them through the water. That's what happened. Panicked onlookers screamed as they watched from above. And where was the mom? Mommy's here. Mommy's here. Mommy's here. You could hear mommy's here in the background. You hear mommy, some mommy? Mommy, some mommy. Drag the boy by the leg. 4-year-old reached for Harambe's arm and the two briefly hold hands. Sickening. Unbelievable. The first responders lied. They wrote up a false report. They wrote and they said that the gorilla was violently dragging and throwing the child around. That's a complete lie. They invented that. That was written by some idiot who wasn't even there and didn't see it. I watched the whole tape. He was not throwing the child around. Boy was sitting in front of the gorilla moments before they shot him in cold blood. Now, there are eyewitnesses to this incident who heard the boy talking and getting into about going in the water before she heard a splash. Yeah, the boy was saying to the mom he wants to go in the water. Now, so the gorilla initially tries to protect the boy, who aggravated the situation, the people aggravated the situation, the screaming. So my friends, the gorilla was not initially attacking the child. We do know that it could have ended very badly otherwise. It's already ended badly otherwise. It's already ended badly. There's no good ending here. It's all over. The mother did it. The mother did it. The mother did it. The mother did it. Why is the mother being guarded and protected is what I want to know. That's all I want to know. Why is the mother being... why is the mother not guilty of anything here? Well, excuse me. There's no responsibility for this? You know, last week, by the way, in Chile, a man with a suicide note in his pocket stripped down and broke into a lion enclosure at the Santiago Zoo. And he was mauled before two of the lions were shot dead. Did you know that? I don't know if you know that. Another lunatic jumped into a lion's den, took off his clothes, wanted to be killed by the lions, and had to kill the lions. I'm sorry, I would have had a different outcome to that one. I'll let it go at that. It's a family show. It's a heartbreaker. Listen, it's a heartbreaker. Nobody wanted to see this animal killed. This is a beautiful animal. Somebody raised that animal from childhood from the Gladys Porter Zoo in Brownsville, Texas, where Harambe lived before he was transferred in 2014. And there was an older man, Mr. Jerry Stones, who raised the gorilla, who told the New York Daily News, quote, it tore me open. An old man can cry, he said. He was a special guy in my life. It's a sad day for us. He added, he grew up to be a pretty beautiful male. He was very intelligent. His mind was going constantly. He was just such a sharp creature. Can you believe this? Now, Western lowland gorillas are critically endangered by the World Wildlife Fund. And that is because they're killing them in Africa at rates that are unsustainable. So what can I say? My family is a big supporter of Chimp Haven, and thanks to the people who came before us in this world, in the world of protecting animals, chimpanzees are no longer being used for human experiments. I, as a former pharmacology student, used to see what those sadistic doctors did to them. You cannot believe what kind of sadists go into biological research. If you think it's all for the good of mankind, you're very naive. Some of them are just sadists. They like to do it to you if they could. Did you know that? Or vote for Hillary, one or the other.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I agree 1,000%, because why? I've worked with the gorillas and seen them for over 35 years. This animal, they made the correct decision. As a matter of fact, it's a millisecond decision. They cannot tranquilize it. It takes 5 to 10 minutes. All of us are sorry. We're all in the zoo world heartfelt for this whole thing. But thank goodness a human being is alive today because of the decision the Cincinnati Zoo made. So you have human life and animal life.
I don't want to go into that one right now because I know many of you will call and say they'd rather see the gorilla alive. I know you're going to say that, but I'm not going to go there with you, okay? But the mother should be arrested. Where's the mom? How come the mom hasn't been seen? Or the criminal dad who sired four children with a mom without marrying her. Irresponsible parents, would you say? Oh, not in America today. Oh, no, they're a family, just like you. Just like you who sit around day and night raising your children, doing it the right way. Get married, stay with the kids through thick and through thin. Watch them over the from the flu to a sore throat. Worrying over every exam they take. A little different between that and the latest crop of moms. Everyone's a sacred mom. Great country we're living in. Now what we're bringing in, to top it all off. The diseased ones we're bringing in. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, right, okay. I didn't get to this yet, but I got to get to it now. This is for those of you who are anti-nativist. This is for those of you who hate America. This is for those of you who like diseased immigrants over healthy Americans. This is for those of you who'd like to see America go up into flames. This is for those of you who identify as ecosexuals. The Dalai Lama, now he's your hero. Isn't the Dalai Lama your hero? Isn't there an actor known for gerbil loving? A big fan of the Dalai Lama? How many bumper stickers have you seen Save Tibet on liberals' bumpers in Los Angeles in particular? You don't see them anymore, really. Because now they're a friend of communist China, so they've given up on Tibet. The love of communism has trumped their love of Tibet. But nevertheless, the issue of Tibet and the Dalai Lama is the point, and he was a hero of the left until today. The Dalai Lama warns against taking too many migrants. Arab domination, he said. Migrants should return. I can't make this up. The Dalai Lama said there are too many migrants pouring into Europe, warning against the continent becoming Arabized, and claiming the solution is the eventual repatriation of migrants. I guess that means kicking them out, deporting them. It's a fancy word, repatriation. Agence France-Presse has reported that the leader of the Tibetan Buddhism said, quote, "When we look at the face of each refugee, but especially those of the children and women, we feel their suffering, and a human being who has a better situation in life has the responsibility to help them. But on the other hand," said the Dalai Lama, "there are too many at the moment. Europe, Germany in particular, cannot become an Arab country. Germany is Germany. There are so many that in practice it becomes difficult." And then he said that from a moral point of view, the refugees should only be admitted temporarily. The goal should be that they return and help rebuild their countries. Now, I've said that for years. But anyone like me who says it is called racist or xenophobic by the vermin on the left, I mean the worms on the left. Incidentally, the Dalai Lama was recently named the most popular world leader, with three-quarters of adults on average having a good opinion of him. So where are the liberals today now that their leader of pacifism and humanism has said, deport the Arabs because they're going to destroy Europe? Where are they now? Where's the Dalai Lama all of a sudden? Now he's going to be put into the category of Michael Savage. Maybe he'll be banned from entering England. Maybe the Solenterates who run England can ban the Dalai Lama for having said hurtful things. Maybe he can be banned on Facebook by Mark Pimpleberg. Maybe Mark Pimpleberg can ban the Dalai Lama for saying hurtful things about Arabs. You never know what Pimpleberg might say next. All right, you got the picture. Let's get back to the zoo thing. Innocent gorilla killed because a neglectful mother didn't control her child. Very big story. It goes to all the incidents of irresponsibility in this country. Mother who was at the zoo said she tried to stop the child, who authorities believe crawled past the railing and fell 10 feet into the gorilla's habitat, where he spent more than 10 minutes. The incident was captured on a cell phone camera. Many people are screaming it's a senseless death. So where do you stand on this, folks? Are you listening to this show? Who's responsible? Let's go to New York, WABC. Al, who's responsible, Al?
Michael, it's a hard pill to swallow, but I think it's the zoo's fault. You know, they need to secure the gorilla from getting out, the people getting in. I mean, like you said, it could have been a mentally ill adult, could have been a teenager. Teenagers like to dare each other. And then to blame the mother and the children, that's the zoo's bread and butter. Without a mother and her children, they have no zoo.
Well, I didn't say that they shouldn't let mothers into a zoo. Maybe they should have a responsibility test before they let a mother in.
They need to secure people getting in.
All right, let's talk about that for a minute. Have you had a chance to actually look at the video footage of the gorilla enclosure, Al?
I'm sorry?
Again, after repeating myself, have you had a chance to look at the video enclosure and seeing the actual construction of the enclosure?
No, I haven't.
All right, so let me explain it to you. There's a 3-foot concrete wall and then a 4-foot hedge above it. How do you think the child got up on that 3-foot wall?
Well, possibly the mother put her up there for the child.
Ah, the mom. The very responsible mom, married to the career criminal, put the baby up on the wall so he could see the gorilla better. So wouldn't you say, if that's the case, that maybe she has responsibility, Al?
Well, I agree with you, but...
All right, that's all. Next case. Before Judge Savage. Agree with me now. Now, first he didn't agree with me, now he agrees with me. Scotty on KSFO in my hometown of San Fran. I can't even say it's Cisco anymore. I said San Francisco so many years that I can't say Cisco. I'm going to try it again. Scotty on KSFO from San Francisco, line 9, you're on the Savage Nation.
Well, if you remember the incident with the tiger in the San Francisco Zoo a couple of years ago, with that moron that got killed by the tiger for throwing rocks at it, do you remember that?
I do remember it, yes.
And I do believe that they underestimated the tiger's jumping ability, and this is a little different, but obviously they should be aware that there are moron parents and morons that will try to get into an enclosure. And so I believe that primarily that the mother is responsible, but there is some responsibility of the zoo. So I think it's both.
All right. Now, that's an interesting point, and let's discuss it for a minute. There's been a movement away from bars between viewing areas and animals to make it more natural. In other words, animal rights activists said that it's unnatural to put bars up. And you want to make it as natural an experience for the visitor as you can. So they eliminated bars. Now this happened. So what's the next step? Put bars back up.
Absolutely. You got to put bars back up because the animals are dying and people are dying. And if you want to naturally...
All right. So maybe society has gone too far in their desire to create a bar-free environment for the animals. And for the viewing experience of the human observers. Do you think zoos, per se, are antiquated and should be eliminated?
I don't think that they should be eliminated. I just think they should be better enclosed.
All right, I'm sending you a copy of my wonderful animal book, Teddy and Me, Confessions of a Service Human. Listen, I'll tell you, zoos provide a fabulous service for all of the world, for humanity. And that is, they actually have breeding programs. This gorilla was bred in captivity. And he was 17 years of age, and he was reaching the age of breeding. Did you know that? They were going to breed this Harambe the gorilla, this beautiful animal. But like teenagers, they actually, well, I should say like teenagers, pardon me. Just as teenagers should be forced to wait before they have a child, but aren't, and then they raise children without knowing how to raise children. In the animal world, in the zoos, they're more responsible. They were waiting for the gorilla to become more mature before they would breed him. Because he wouldn't know how to raise a baby gorilla himself unless he was in the adult age of his lifespan. Wouldn't that be nice if humans were prohibited from procreating until they were responsible enough to raise children? Wouldn't that be a nice thing? I walk around malls, I don't know what I'm seeing. I see illegal aliens, 15 years old, a couple of two of them, 15, with four children in carriages. They got the meal tickets already. The libs met him at the border. The libs met him at the border. Four children. They're 15 years old. They don't work. Who's taking care of them? I am. I am. You idiots, you. You're the ones who did it to society with your stupidity. So don't get me started now with the human society, which is not as orderly as the gorilla society. The gorilla society has more sanity than we do. Anyway, look, my feelings are pretty strong on this. So what do you think about it? Let's listen to clip 8 when a Cincinnati Inquirer editor has something to say on the incident of the gorilla in clip 8.
You know, we've seen posts the gorilla was innocent. You know, I had an email or a comment this morning that the gorilla was innocent and then the child was at fault. you know, that seems a little bit extreme. But you do have that animal rights, and I certainly consider myself an animal lover, but you have that animal rights contingent that absolutely is placing more value on the endangered gorilla than the child.
Okay, that's another opinion. Want more? Obama hasn't spoken yet. They haven't written it up for him yet. He was busy apologizing in Japan, blaming America for winning the war. I had a real satori on that one. I did two shows on his apology tour. Oh, we know he didn't actually apologize, but just going to Hiroshima was an apology on Memorial Day weekend. That was number one. I want to just cover that. So, like, I wake up Saturday morning, I said, wait a minute. 3 a.m, I woke up, and I thought, his act in Japan was actually worse than I thought. What he's actually done by going there and, in essence, apologizing for having atomic bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, what he actually did was he laid the groundwork that if, God forbid, America should be hit by a dirty bomb or worse yet, hit by a nuke from North Korea, the American people, 50% of the people in this country would say we got what we deserved because, after all, we were the first to use atomic weapons. That's what he just did. That's what came to me. I had a satori. He was laying the groundwork for us to be hit by a nuclear weapon and then saying we got what we deserved because we're the first to have used it. That's what he actually did. That, my friends, is not leadership. That's not leading from behind. You know what that is? That is working for the other team. Now let's get back to the zoo story and the animal. The parents, in my opinion, the mother, I don't think the dad was there. He's a career criminal. I think he's holding down a job now. Good for him. But notice she's not being seen in the media. Notice they've dummied her up. Why have they dummied up the mother? Why is she not all over Good Morning America? How come you haven't seen her on Today's Show? Crying about her baby. Where is she? Why is the mom not being seen anywhere? You have to ask it. I mean, it's all propaganda day and night. Everything that happens in the television, everything you see on television is pure propaganda from morning till night, written by some of the worst people in the history of humanity, all orchestrated by the worst people in society. I would rank the people in television below that of trial lawyers. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN.
These animals, these field silverback males, the power they have, they can take a green coconut and squish it like a marshmallow. You can't even bust one up with a hatchet. The animal's power is beyond belief. We know that 6 full-grown men cannot even handle a chimpanzee full-grown. So we wouldn't, the gorilla, I'm trying to tell you, when all that screaming's going on, this thing just plops in there, which is the young child. What is this? What is this? So he grabs the child, runs him through there like that. That was a dead giveaway for me.
Well, I don't know. If it was my child, first of all, the child wouldn't have been in the enclosure because I would have held on to the child's hand. I wouldn't have lifted him up on the wall. But let's say it was my child. Put yourself in that situation. What would you have done? There were things that could have been done, by the way, by a mom who cared. She could have thrown herself into the pit and let the gorilla sacrifice her while someone saved her child if she really cared like a good mom. Now, that's not the only opinion. Some people are saying the opposite. Another guy writes, I can't get over how some people can be so distraught and outraged over the death of an animal. It was the same silly madness over Cecil the Lion. Animals are dumb beasts, y'all. They can't get educated, get married, and become good citizens. They live for nature's sake or ours, and that's it. People die daily, and a child's life was in danger, and the outrage is over an ape. Why do we elevate a beast's life to be on the same level as or above a human's? That's one opinion. Here's another. A mother writes, God, whether the parents had police records, whether their son was naughty, whether they had other children there, whether they are overweight, and she goes on and on. And she says, I consider myself a good parent. However, I have turned around and my daughter wasn't there in a supermarket. Now, am I the only parent that can confess to this? We're all so quick to blame. She writes, I wouldn't wait to see what happened if my daughter had got into this enclosure. If I'd want to save her at any cost, I would have thrown myself in there. Now, if you want to comment on this and can't get on the radio show, you can go to Michael Savage's Facebook page. There's over 200,000 people have already jammed it up on that. That's why I'm doing this today. It seems to have caught a bigger wave than any other topic I have ever posted on my Facebook page. People all have opinions on this. There is a war going on the story of Harambe the gorilla. But a new footage that came out showed the gorilla protecting the child initially and holding his hand. It'll rip your heart out. If you actually look at the footage, you cannot believe the sensitivity of this majestic animal. He takes the child by the hand and then holds him in his arm. And it was only when the people who panicked started screaming, blah, blah, blah. Now, last year on my Facebook page, I wrote this. Last year, the Savage family donated over $300,000 to saving gorillas, African elephants, even humble dogs, chimpanzees. And I said, please check out a copy of Teddy and Me because all profits will be donated to protecting our animal friends. Period. End of story. Now, tomorrow, Donald Trump is scheduled to be on this program. I hope he makes it. If he doesn't, I'll still vote for him. But Donald Trump wants to talk to the Savage Nation audience. He's not been here for a long while. And I know you want to talk to him, and he will be here. But in the next hour on the show, I'm going to ask you, who is responsible for the gorilla's death? Who do you blame? Why is the zoo mother not being shown in newspapers? These are the questions, and I guess you have the answers. You have the answers. The phone number is 855-407-282. The website's michaelsavage.com. The new animal book is Teddy and Me, Confessions of a Service Human, because I am deeply involved in the rescue and care of animals, and I'm proud of it. I'm not like one of the pig conservatives who boasts about killing animals. How's that? I'll be back. Be here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I thought it was so beautiful to watch that, you know, powerful, almost 500-pound gorilla, the way he dealt with that little boy. But it just takes 1 second. It's 1 second. It's not like it takes place over, well, he's going to do it in 30 seconds from now. It just takes one little flick of his finger, and I will tell you, they probably had no choice.
That's why he's going to make a great president, incidentally. Think about what he just said and how quickly his mind calculated, didn't have to go to a teleprompter or consultants to come up with the right answer. But that's only part of the question, though. The question is, who is responsible for killing that beautiful, noble animal, the regal animal? The regal animal, Harambe the gorilla. This intelligent, regal primate, who we are assigned the duty of protecting on Earth, by the way. If you want to talk about God, yeah, God may have given us dominion over all animals, but he didn't say annihilate all animals, did he? Show me where it says that in the Bible. Go forth and kill them all! Burn the earth to the ground! Decimate the land because you're a man! Kill every animal! Go hunt them down till they're extinct! Burn the earth down because you're a great man! No, it doesn't say that. Your job is to protect these animals. So he was bred in captivity. Irresponsible mother puts the child on the wall because that little child could not have climbed the 3-foot wall. The kid was not even 3 foot tall. And tumbled in. Mommy's here! Mommy's here! Mommy's here! Bingo, the animal's dead. Now the world's talking about it. End of story. But you haven't heard. Everyone listening to the show has an opinion on this. There's not a human being, if you didn't stop them in the street and say, look, you heard about the gorilla with the child in the cage. Who do you think is responsible? What do you think about it? So I'm telling you, on my Facebook page, the Facebook Michael Savage page, 439,329 people have been reached through this. I've never seen anything like the response to this. Diseased immigrants don't get this kind of response. Pictures of the Japanese burying Chinese alive, after not even shooting them, burying them alive in World War II. And Obama's generic statement in Japan only got 64,000. 855-407-282. 855-400-SAVAGE. No story has gotten the response that I got here. May 23rd, I put one up. Hospital lets dying veterans' horses kiss them goodbye. It could rip your heart out when you look at it. A Texas veteran who was paralyzed during the Vietnam War got his dying wish to say goodbye to his beloved horses. I mean, you could cry looking at it. Robert Gonzalez, visited by his horses who kiss him in his deathbed. Would you believe this? Go ahead, go kill the animals. They're not humans. Go ahead. I used to love the conservatives who, I fly over the country, kill the animals. I eat meat. I smoke cigars. We've all heard it. The asinine people in the media get me sick. So here we are. Here we are. We're talking about this. We're not talking about the invasion of America. We're not talking about bringing in 10,000 Syrian Muslims, many of whom are diseased. By the way, there's a side story here to make your hair stand up. You talk about a dead gorilla, how about a dead nation being overrun by sick, diseased immigrants? Yeah, I'm not allowed to say that. But even the Dalai Lama agrees with me. Even the Dalai Lama stepped up and said, you can't let the Arabs take over Europe, idiots. So anyway, yeah, the flesh-eating bacteria is coming in now to Europe from Syria. Many of the Syrians, it's a form of leishmaniasis. It's a long word, I know you can't pronounce it. Many syllables. Leishmaniasis, flesh-eating bacteria. Bringing them in by the boatload into Europe, it's liable to spread through Europe like a new plague. And who are you going to thank? The EU. The EU, the Solenterates in the EU are doing it to Europe. And who's doing it here? The Solenterate in the White House. The Solenterate in the White House, who's wormed his way into the country, into the presidency, the Solenterate in the White House, is now bringing them in, doesn't care whether they have leishmaniasis or not. He don't care whether your head gets eaten out by a flesh-eating bacterium. All that matters is that he floods America with Democrat voters and welfare recipients. End of story. Who's responsible for the death of that gorilla is what I want to know. And a lot of people are calling on that. Okay, are you ready? WBOB in Jacksonville. Carolyn, who's responsible? Go ahead, please.
Hi. I agree with a lot of your points, but I want to ask, why are you trying to figure out who's responsible for what I consider just an unfortunate situation or an accident?
Why? Because there's somebody responsible for it.
There isn't a mother on this planet, a responsible mother, that would not have raised their child up on a fence, a cement wall, anything to get a closer look at that gorgeous animal. We've all done it. We've all done it.
I never did it. If I wanted my little three-year-old to see the gorilla, I would pick the child up in my arm and say, look, there's the gorilla. I wouldn't put him on a tottering wall. What are you, nuts?
Well, I did say mothers would do it. I didn't say fathers.
In other words, you're trying to be facetious, because this is not a joke, you know. A beautiful animal was shot because of a mother who was irresponsible, in my opinion. That's why I'm talking about it.
I am sad that the animal died. In fact, I wondered, as soon as I saw the report, I wondered why they didn't use a tranquilizer gun just to put it to sleep. I don't.
Well, you know the answer to that one, don't Carolyn, but you've learned the answer to that, I think.
I don't.
Because it would have taken at least 30 seconds minimum for the dart to have worked, and just being pricked with the dart would have freaked the animal out. He probably could have killed the baby even by accident if he got hit by the dart.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an unfortunate situation, and I just...
And the mother should be held up on child endangerment charges. The mom. The mom put the child on the wall. And I told you again, the child's 3 foot tall, if that. He cannot climb up that wall. Mom put him up there. Mom was taking care of other children, you know. She took them all to the zoo for the day.
Well, this will be a great lesson for a lot of mothers who will think twice, I guess, about putting them up there, because I know I'm guilty of it.
Well, there you go. Well, all right. Now you raise a bigger point. Don't assume your child's going to be able to walk on the wall. You know, Jesus could walk on water, but your child may not be able to walk on a wall without falling in. Where was Mom? What was she doing? Mommy's here. All right, look. Teddy and Me, Confessions of a Service Human, my animal book. All profits go to various animal funds, gorillas, Chimp Haven. I have an animal. We all have some kind of animal in our life, dog, a cat, a bird, a snake. And I guess that's a way of staying in touch with our animal self, to put it that way, right? Why do we have animals when you think about it? I've jokingly called Teddy my little beatnik, my little hobo in the house. He lays around like a bum, like a born Democrat. Doesn't work. I have to feed him. He doesn't feed himself. Totally dependent upon me. I'm like the state to him. I'm like the government to the dog. But why do we want a little hippie laying around the house who doesn't work and doesn't do anything? Well, because they bring out love in us. If we're kind people, they bring out love in us. If we're nasty, evil people, we bring out the worst in them, and then they become like we are. By the way, you can see the pit bulls in the streets. Who owns them? And the other vicious dogs. Oh, don't worry, he's friendly. As he's growling at your crotch. He's friendly. You ever see them, the feminists with their pit bulls and the other vicious dogs? They let them run right at your crotch if you're a man. Don't worry, he's friendly. I've seen it all. But, you know, on a very serious note here, this is a very big story. It's a one-dayer. Everyone has an opinion on it, but something new just happened. You want news on it? Here's a little news. First, the police said they weren't going to investigate. Days after police said they had no plan to file charges against the mom, all of a sudden, because of a growing online chorus calling for the guardians to be held legally responsible for the animal's death, something new happened. The Hamilton County Prosecutor's Office said today that officials plan to meet with police investigating how the boy fell into the enclosure at the Cincinnati Zoo before the endangered gorilla was shot and killed by rescuers. That's new. Now, some critics have accused the zoo of not doing enough to keep people out of the dangerous exhibit. Prosecutors today, just today, said they plan to meet with police at the conclusion of their investigation, which is ongoing, according to the AP. Now, there's fury all over the world as critics are questioning the zoo's decision to kill the endangered 17-year-old gorilla named Harambe. and they're calling for the boy's parents to be punished for not adequately supervising their child. I don't know where the father was, by the way. A Facebook page called Justice for Harambe received more than 41,000 likes within hours of its creation. So a lot is going on. Everybody's angry over this. Tens of thousands of people have signed a petition, multiple petitions, calling for Cincinnati Child Protective Services to investigate the boy's parents. And I'm on that one, man. They're responsible. I'm not changing my position. They should be charged for negligence, and they have been identified. The AP story is a lie. They have been identified. You could see the pictures of them on michaelsavage.com. We got it from the Daily Mail. It's an exclusive set of pictures of the parents whose son fell into the zoo enclosure. And I'm sorry to tell you that the dad has a lengthy criminal history. Now, you say, what does that have to do with anything? I'll let you figure it out. If a father has a lengthy criminal history, does that make him a model citizen or a citizen who's had problems in his life? A father who's irresponsible, impulse control, wants everything immediately. That's what it says. Michelle Gregg, 32, has four children by Deanne Dickerson, age 36, a man who has a lengthy criminal history, according to Daily Mail Online. Criminal filings against the dad stretch over a decade and include burglary, firearms offenses, drug trafficking, criminal trespass, disorderly conduct, and kidnapping. Now, according to Obama, those are not really crimes. He's just, he's involved with the Justice Department. He's, justice involved. He's involved with the legally involved person. Burglary is no longer a crime to Obama. Firearms offense is not a crime. These are legally involved people. Kidnapping is not a crime. It's involved with the legal system. Take a look at the parents. See if you think the parents have any responsibility at all. If I took my child to a zoo, which I did often as a young man, I kept an eye on them. I was more worried about the perverts in the San Francisco Zoo than I was about the lion or the gorilla. I was more concerned with the deviant perverts than I was with the gorilla. I wouldn't turn my back on my kids for 1 second. I held on to them. There's a famous story in the family about a protective mother, I'll tell you about in a minute, about the perverts in San Francisco. Of course, they don't use the word perverts anymore. I think they're called supervisors. I don't know what they call them anymore. I remember once when my son was a little boy, maybe 5 or 6. He was always, God bless him, a very handsome kid, like movie star handsome from birth. Special, God bless him. Standing at a bus stop somewhere in San Francisco, a perv was clicking a picture of him. But he didn't hold the camera up. It was like the camera was down at the bottom of his hand near his knee. And we heard the camera click, 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 click. The mother ran after him, grabbed the camera and smashed it in the street. And the perv ran off. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. 3-2-1, it's the Savage Nation. Donald Trump on this show tomorrow. Be here and tell your friends about it. Be here again with Donald Trump. Right now, who is responsible for the gorilla's death? Who do you blame? Why is the mother not being shown? We finally got the pictures of the parents from London. Here in America, of course, it didn't fit the agenda. And so there was no picture of the parents. But in England, apparently, there's still some journalism at work. And the issue is, why is the mother not being held accountable? She's accountable. I don't care whether it was an accident. Okay, accidents happen, I get it. But when you bring a child into a zoo around a dangerous animal, do you pick your child and put him up on a wall? Again, many of you haven't looked at the footage. You're too busy to do other things. You're listening to it for the first time. You heard it on TV or whatever. I've watched the footage on many different sites. It's a 3-foot cement wall, and then there's foliage above the wall. The child could not have climbed up on that wall on his own. He had to be picked up and put there. Therefore, there is negligence to begin with on the part of the mother, the mom, if you want to put it that way. So you're saying, well, what do you want to happen now? Well, I want the child taken away from the mother. That's number one. I want all of the children that she has investigated by Child Protective Services to see if they are neglected children. That's number two. That's all. I want the children to be put first, not the mom. and her self-esteem. I'm more concerned with her children and the life ahead of them than her self-esteem, frankly. So these are questions that are going to have ramifications for a long time to come. I want your opinion, though, by the way. Is the mother liable or not? WABC, Larry, line 7. Who's responsible, Larry?
Dr. Savage, we're broken up about this. I have my dogs with me right now. We were crying last night. This animal wasn't just shot and killed. He was slain and murdered. It's the mother's fault, Mike. Because you know something? This child would be more in danger on a city street than a zoo. This is disgusting. And to add insult to injury, this animal's going to have a necropsy probably and be cut open. I think it's disgusting. We're all sick about it. It's horrible.
No, I tell you the truth. When I saw the gorilla, first I read the story. I thought maybe the gorilla was trying to hurt the child. They shot him. But no, in the beginning, the gorilla protected the child, Larry. Have you watched the video?
He held his hand. We saw the whole thing. We were in tears. The poor animal was trying to protect the child. And then the crowd...
He was raised in captivity. He had more sensitivity than most politicians do.
Mother Twin, we love you. We love you. The stupid mother.
Heard the mother? Mommy's here. Mommy's here. You hear her? While the child's laying there on the ground. Mommy loves him so much, she could have thrown herself into the moat and thrown her own life away and let someone rescue the child. Mike, mommy's here! Mommy's here! Some mommy.
You were sick about it.
Well, you're really broken up over it. I mean, you're really... This is days later. You're really crying over this.
Jane Goodall say about this if she was alive. What would she have said? What would she have said? Who raised these creatures from young animals.
Oh, don't get me started. Everything's a mom in society today. Everything's a sacred mom. Look, I have nothing to do that's going to make you not feel, you know, pretty ripped up over this because there's nothing good about it. Nobody wins here. I'm going to send you a beautiful book, Teddy and Me. There's a piece in the back called Moments to Cherish. It's about how animals, I don't know, give us hope in some ways. They bring out the kindness in us if we're kind. And if we're not kind, well, I guess they bring out something else. So that's why we have them. Teddy inspires me, and I hope that the book will inspire you. When I come back, if you care to make a comment on the gorilla story, make my day.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
People have gone on to my Facebook page, at Michael Savage on Facebook, to my headline. And my headline on the first day of the gorilla story was this. Majestic gorilla shot dead trying to save child because trash parents let him fall into enclosure. That is my headline. I'll read it again in case you missed it. My initial reaction was this. Bold caps, for those of you who are offended by it. I write in bold caps, so you're offended by it. Majestic gorilla shot dead trying to save child because trash parents let him fall into enclosure. On that one alone, 217,000 people responded in all different ways. And then yesterday, I found new footage showing the gorilla actually protecting the child and holding the child's hand after the dumb mother let the child crawl over a 3-foot wall and walk through 4 foot of bushes. So I changed my headline as follows on Michael Savage's Facebook page. And I made it very personal. Last year, I wrote, the Savage family donated over $300,000 to saving gorillas, African elephants, and even humble dogs. Please check out a copy of Teddy and Me, because all profits will go to protecting our animal friends. I have very strong feelings, very strong beliefs, very strong commitment to saving the mountain gorillas, saving the elephants, and even saving the poor dogs. But let's talk about this story, because all of you are incensed over it one way or the other. And on that one, over 200,000 people, or approximately 200,000 people, went on it. There are many, many different ways to look at this. The child is alive, the gorilla is dead. Was it a Hobson's choice? No, that's the wrong usage of the word. What was it? Was it a dilemma? It wasn't that either. What was the choice that the zoo had when the dumb mother, the stupid mother, let the child crawl up a 3-foot wall and crawl through bushes and fall into the gorilla pit? What would you have done if you were the mother? Tell me what you would have done. The most emotionally charged of all topics out there. And what's almost secondarily tragic to me is that this greatly overrode our respect for the dead warriors laying in veterans' graves across America and the world for that matter, and we cared about the guerrilla, as we should, by the way. I didn't say we shouldn't care about the vets, but people responded emotionally to this in many different ways. And I want you to respond to who was responsible. Do you think the guerrilla had to be shot dead? It is not a Hobson's choice, because that's a false illusion of choice. Because it is not a choice between two equivalent options. What was the equivalent option here? Is it a choice between two undesirable options? Well, if that's what it was, which it appears to be, that's a dilemma. A Hobson's choice is one that is between something or nothing. This was not a Hobson's choice. Who was responsible? I've drawn my conclusion. It's the mother. She should have been arrested for child endangerment. I don't care whether she intended it to happen. It happened. That's like the mother left the child in a car with the windows up because she was busy on a cell phone or was having a bad day. She didn't mean to kill her child, but the child died. Well, in this case, she didn't mean for the child to fall over the enclosure, but the child crawled up. Think about how long it takes for a child to climb 5 feet of a cement wall and then 4 foot of hedge, all right, so that you can have a natural experience and be a voyeur looking in on the poor gorillas. Okay, how long would it take a little boy to climb up a five-foot wall? How did he even get started on the wall? I'll tell you how. I'll tell you how. He didn't climb up that wall. He couldn't have. The mother put him on that wall. She put him on the wall, in my estimation, so he could look through the bushes at the gorilla. The mother should be arrested for child endangerment. Now, there is footage of a previous incident years ago where a baby fell into a gorilla pit that you have to look at. Your heart will break. The gorilla actually protected the baby and then withdrew into its own enclosure, in the back of the enclosure, rather, into a doorway to let them get the baby. And that gorilla was not shot. So my question to you is, what do you think? How do you feel about this? I know how I feel about it. I want the mother put into jail for a child endangerment. And I want to know why the mother wasn't shown. Why is the mother not seen anywhere? Why doesn't she have her own reality show yet? You know, Real Housewives of the Zoo enclosure? Where are the worms of Hollywood? How come the worms of Hollywood haven't offered the dumb mother her own reality show? How to drop a baby into a gorilla pit and achieve 15 minutes of fame? Where is the media on this? Where's the mother? How come the mother's not being shown? Is there a reason the mother is not seen? Where is the mother? Who was the mother? How did she let this happen? Why was she not arrested? That's what I kept asking. I think the mother is responsible, not the zoo. Frankly, the zoo had no choice, incidentally. The mother was the one who made this whole thing set in motion. She did it. Now, was this a Hobson's choice? No, that's the wrong use of a term, because many people are going to say they had no other choice. A Hobson's choice is a free choice in which only one thing is offered. Was there only one thing offered here? Was it either kill a gorilla or nothing? That's the question I'm asking. What was the option? Please don't call and say they could have used a tranquilizer dart. We've all found out by now, having studied the gorilla story, that the dart wouldn't have worked quickly enough and it might have freaked the animal out and he would have crushed the baby to death. These are amazing animals. And this animal is so strong, the gorilla, that he can crush a coconut in his hand. You ever try to break a coconut with a machete? I have. In my years in the islands, it's not as easy as you may think. Coconuts are really tough. Nature made it that way. The evolution made it that way. So they can float over thousands of miles in salt water and not be permeated by the salt water, and land on another landmass and then germinate into a palm tree. Very tough. But a gorilla can break it with a single hand. That gorilla could have killed that baby with the blink of an eye. Now, of course, if you watch the video of the gorilla story, you see the people, probably rightly so, freaking out, screaming and yelling. They panicked the gorilla. The right thing to do would have been to get the people out of there immediately. Of course, there were no zoo people there. I didn't know what would happen. Get the people away from the gorilla. Calm the situation down. That would have been step one. But no one... Look, it happened so quickly, they just went and got the gun and shot him. That's always the easiest answer, isn't it? Just kill the animal. That's all. Just shoot the animal. That's always the answer. Now, I know I'm going to hear that a baby is more important than a gorilla. I get it. I got it. We all know that. We're going to hear about the human supremacy. I got that. I hear it. I hear that. The racial issue came up already. Harambe, the poor, helpless gorilla, executed by someone with a rifle at Cincinnati Zoo to protect a four-year-old child, Isaiah, whose idiotic, irresponsible mama allowed him to crawl over a three-foot wall and through 4 feet of hedge. Okay? I have tremendous compassion for this animal. Well, it's dead. Dead. If you look at the footage, the gorilla actually protected the little boy for a while. And then the people started to panic and scream, and the gorilla got scared, by the way. It's an outrageous situation. Have you seen what went up on Twitter right away from some black people? Did you see any of this? That it was a racial thing? One moron wrote, killing an endangered gorilla at a zoo for a white boy's safety is white privilege. If the boy was black, they would have found a tranquilizer, wrote one of the racial imbeciles. Of course, the boy was not a white boy. Not that it would have mattered, but he was African American. That's for those of you who are quick on the draw because of Eric Holder and others. But let's put the racial issue aside just for a moment, my friends, because I need your opinion on this issue. Who was responsible for the, first of all, the boy falling in the pit? Was it the zoo or the mother? Now, you know, there's been a movement over the years to make the enclosures more natural. So they made it more natural with no fencing. And as a result of making it more natural because of the animal rights activists, there were no bars over the cement wall. There was a nice bush to make it look as though you were walking in the, in Rwanda somewhere. And then you were peering through a bush on a safari and seeing the poor gorillas in their natural habitat. And in order to make your experience more natural, there were no bars over the cement wall. There was just a hedge. So you, like a peeping Tom, can peep through the hedge. And look at the gorillas through the hedge. Where was Mama? Where was the mother? What was she doing? What was she on Facebook? What was she taking pictures of her face next to a gorilla cage? Where is the mother? Why has her iPhone not been seized and timed to the second that the boy climbed up over that wall? Now, by the way, I mean, I have children who've grown up. And to be honest with you, children are like a barrel of monkeys if you don't know what they're like. They're very hard to control every second. To be very fair, they're unpredictable. I've been at, when my kids were young, I mean, I'll be very honest with you, there were some freak-out moments. I don't know one parent who hasn't had a freak-out, heart-stopping moment with a little child. I know we did. I remember once I went to a fairground on a Memorial Day weekend, I think it was or July 4th, I don't know which it was. Ferris wheels, candy corn, people, nighttime, holding the child's hand. I let go of the child's hand for, I don't know, a second. I turned my back and my child was gone. Because he was always running somewhere. Zip! The legs went zoom! Disappeared. We had a nice 20 minutes looking for him. Every fear known to mankind goes through your mind. So I've been there and done that. I've been on both sides of the aisle. I'm not like a talk show host who has no children giving his opinion on how it is to raise children. There's a lot of experts in that. Never went to college, but they have a lecture for you on what it means to get a college degree. They'll tell you it's worthless. Never had a child, but they're experts on child rearing. Well, I had children. I have an expertise on raising children from my point of view. And, you know, it's hard to predict what the kid is going to do next. But if you're around a gorilla enclosure that has no bars over the wall, you make sure you're holding on to that kid. You hold him on by his, you hold his belt, you hold his shirt, you hold his jacket. And you even have, the child said, I want to go in there, Mommy. Where was Mommy? What was Mommy doing? What was Mommy looking at on her iPhone? I'm not looking to blame Zuckerberg, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying she was on Facebook, so indict Zuckerberg. I didn't say that. There was negligence here. And I'm afraid, my friends, the negligence, in my opinion, the negligence all goes to the mother. Because if she is allowed to sue that zoo, which of course some shyster in Cleveland or Cincinnati is already doing, some evil, low-life, scum, vermin pig with a law degree is already lining up a lawsuit against the zoo, which harms everybody, including the endangered animals. Oh, don't get me started on tort lawyers, because I have a solution for them as well. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. People say this. Are sent, basically, to live out their lives. You say, oh, big deal, it's sentimental stuff. You could take it any way you want. I see it that way. If you don't, I pity you. If you don't see them as sentient creatures, I don't know what to say, you know. But anyway, now you take it and you escalate it up from a chimpanzee to a gorilla. You know, you're talking about something in a whole different realm of consciousness. Now, someone just wrote something on my Facebook page, which is a little alarming. He said, is it possible mom pushed her kid into the pit to sue? I was shocked to read that. I never thought of it, and I'm cynical. Robert, isn't that the most cynical thing you've heard yet? Mommy's here! Mommy's here! Now, I don't want to cast aspersions on the mom, but hey, you know, a buck's a buck. I don't know, you watch the footage of that gorilla protecting the child in the beginning and your heart goes out to the animal and then you think it's dead. 10 seconds later they shoot it dead. I don't know, what would you do? What would you do? Everyone has an opinion. If you stop anyone in the street and say, you hear about that gorilla and the child, what would you have done? Who's responsible? Everybody will give you an answer. I don't care who they are. Everybody has an answer to this. But what's interesting to me politically is that Trump is the only politician who spoke from his heart and made a rational statement. Not a word from Hillary. They haven't told her what to say yet. Certainly the apologist in chief didn't say anything yet. He's busy putting on a show with his dog, Bo. Isn't that funny? Over the weekend, suddenly the dog was seen again after I asked last week, where's Bo? All of a sudden, the PR team of the White House came out and showed Bo playing on the White House lawn with the gardeners. I thought it was interesting. I mean, someone's listening to the show. It's not just you. Let me tell you that. Look, they reluctantly respect Michael Savage. They say, you know what, this guy, I don't like the guy's opinions, but he knows what we're doing. He's on to us, and he speaks for a lot of people. I mean, he's on a lot of stations. He writes best-selling books. We better be, you know, a little aware of what he's saying. So I recognize that a lot of my political enemies listen to the show one way or the other. And maybe they could learn something from me. Maybe, just maybe, they could understand it by bringing in diseased immigrants who have flesh-eating bacteria. They themselves may wind up with their skull eaten out. Is it possible that even some slimy progressive in the White House will come to understand that they're not immune to a flesh-eating bacterium? Is it possible that they could understand that bringing in a criminal alien just might mug them or rape them sometime in Washington, D.C., God forbid? Is it possible they could awaken to the danger, to the fact that the danger they're putting the rest of us in may put them in danger as well? Or are they so immune that they can't even understand that there's a commonality between all of us? I don't know. But I do know that the killing of the gorilla because of the negligence of the mother is a story that has touched all of us. And, I mean, that's the only note that I want to leave you with, is that the story of the killing of this noble animal, this regal animal, really, has touched all of us one way or the other. And everyone has an opinion. And I'm sure you do as well. And I don't think this story is going to end tomorrow. I mean, I don't think it's going to end today. Because the police first said they're not bringing charges against the mom. Mommy's here, mommy's here, mommy's here. You can hear it on tape. That's all she... I was shocked by that. Hey, God, if my kid fell into a moat with a gorilla, I wouldn't be screaming, Daddy's here. I don't know what I would have done. That's the point. I don't know what I would have done, but I know this. My child wouldn't have fallen in the moat to begin with because I wouldn't have put him up on the wall. That's number one. Negligence, one, mother. Child endangerment, two. Number three, charge the mother with child endangerment. Because if you don't, some shyster lawyer is going to go in and break the zoo. You got to preemptively sue the mother.